As Mike said, we're starting a new series this morning, which we're calling Teach Us to Pray. And it comes from Luke chapter 11, verse 1, where we read, "One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.' And in response to their question, Jesus gave them the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to look at that this morning. So first, I want to look at why the disciples would be asking Jesus to teach them to pray. I mean, they will have all have grown up in Jewish households, and all probably been taught to pray at some point, whether by their parents or in the synagogue. So surely you think they already knew something about prayer. It wasn't like they'd have never prayed before in their life. But we need to remember their role as disciples. That word disciple means a learner or a pupil. And in that time, a disciple was someone who went around following a master with them every day, following that teacher. And their role was not just to learn from their teacher, but to imitate them in how they lived. So the disciples will have seen Jesus praying, probably quite a lot, and said, "Well, you're doing that, so we need to learn how to do it. Show us what you do." And we're also, right now, disciples of Jesus. And so we need to have that same mentality the disciples had then, watching what Jesus did, living with Jesus, and imitating him. And that has to begin with prayer. Because as well as it being an example of imitating Jesus, how can we say we're following Jesus if we're not talking to him? So towards the end of last year, we looked at our way of life. And first on the list was the daily practice of spending time with God in prayer. Earlier last year, we looked at our core values. And the first of those values is intimacy with God in prayer. Prayer is not first in both lists by coincidence or random chance. It's first on both lists because of just how fundamental it is. While all of the way of life is important, and all of our core values are important, prayer is at the top. Because everything else, including our ultimate mission of being a habitation of God's presence within the community, it all flows from spending time with God in prayer. Because of how important prayer is, we didn't want to just have those two sermons on prayer, saying, like, prayer is important, we should do it every day, off you go. I know the sermon said a little bit more than that, but still, before looking through the rest of the way of life, we want to go back, look at prayer again and go deeper. And so we're going to have this series now where we can look at just different ways how we can pray. We want this series to actually be very practical. So each week we're just going to look at a different way of praying. We've got 5 sermons planned so far, including today's. So in the next 4 weeks, we're going to look at journaling, crafted prayer, prayer walking, and praying through the Bible. After that, we may do more sermons on prayer. We may stop, do something else, come back to it later. I'm not sure. We'll see how it goes. And alongside this, we want to use the small groups as an opportunity to put into practice these methods. So after hearing the sermons, we're going to come together in our small groups in the week and just pray together. And perhaps for some of these weeks, it's going to be in completely new ways for some people. And so this morning, as I said, I'm going to look at the Lord's Prayer. And with it, this idea of prayer templates. Prayer templates can also be known as prayer formats or formulas or models. And they're a way of breaking down praying into like different areas to pray about. There are a few that are probably reasonably well known that often use acronyms to help you remember what each section is. Like, for example, there's one called ACTS, which stands for Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. And you just break the prayer down. You take one word at a time. So start with adoration and just take some time adoring God. Then go on to confession and confess your sins and thanksgiving and then whatever supplication means. There was one we used to use with youth called Teaspoon. It doesn't use all 8 letters of teaspoon. The youth wouldn't have stood for something that long. Just the TSP abbreviation you see in recipes. It stands for Thanks, Sorry, Please, because it's much easier to use for the youth than something with the word supplication in. really easy to get hold of and just break it down. Thank God for what he's given you, just who he is. Again, sorry for your sins, and please, any requests you have. There are at least two models that use the acronym PRAY. There's praise, repent, ask, and yield, or there's pause, rejoice, ask, and yield. There's many more. There's ones that split it into five, and you do the look at the fingers on your hand. I discovered some of these, new ones I'd not heard of before. While preparing for this sermon, I was looking online and found an article with the title, Six Prayer Models to Spice Up Your Prayer Time. There's some articles now, these ridiculous titles, just to try and hook you in with clickbait. I freely admit there have been times in my life when I feel my prayer times are lacking something, but I don't think the word I'd use to describe what's missing is spice. The reason these prayer templates exist, whether spicy or the milder varieties, it's a response to the thing that's commonly said, you know, sometimes I just don't know what to pray. It's fine to be like that sometimes. It's normal for many of us at some time. It can be like that when you're starting out as a Christian, but it can also be like that if you've been a Christian for years, but you just feel like you're in a rut. And so a prayer template like this can be very useful in such situations. And so all those ones I've mentioned, or any more you find online, could be useful just to kind of break it up and give you ideas. And it might start you thinking about things you hadn't thought about. Like you might use like one of those prayer ones and think of that yield, and it gets you thinking about, is my life yielded to God? Something you may pray a lot but never think along those lines, for example. But I believe the ultimate prayer template, and the one I'm going to use with you this morning, is the Lord's Prayer. Now, it's not always used as a template. It's often recited word for word. But I don't believe... heresy alarm's going off. It's often... You have to double-click at the top, apparently. It's not always used as a template, as I said, often recited word for word. But I don't believe that Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer to the disciples just to be recited word for word. And so just to be clear at first, in case anyone might get offended, what they think I'm saying here, I'm not saying it's wrong to recite the Lord's Prayer. I'm not saying that there's no power or benefit in reciting the Lord's Prayer. I'm just saying I don't believe that's the original way that Jesus and the disciples used it. I think you can see this if you compare the two versions we have in the Gospels, in Luke 11 and Matthew 6. They're similar, but they're far from identical. The version we commonly recite is Matthew's version. And because of that, it's the version I'm going to look at in a bit. Luke's version is shorter. There's no "who art in heaven," no "thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." There's no "deliver us from evil." I think the reason is, well, Jesus was an itinerant preacher. Just means he travelled around, probably teaching the same things over and again to different crowds, but not necessarily with the exact same words. I don't think Jesus memorised sermons and just gave them word for word. He'll have spoken to the occasion. And so when the Gospels were written, all these stories of what Jesus has said at different times and all the things he did will have come from the memories of people who saw and heard Jesus. And if this prayer was something to be recited word for word, and that's what Jesus had told them, probably would have been passed on from Christian to Christian, word by word, so that everyone could recite it in the early church. And if that had happened, Matthew and Luke's versions would surely have been, if not exact, at least very close to each other. So these differences make it seem pretty clear to me that when Jesus taught this prayer, it was as a model of what our prayer should focus on, the areas they should cover, rather than a mantra to repeat. Again, I'm not saying there's no power in reciting it. I'm not someone who, if it was in a congregation where they were asked to recite the Lord's Prayer, I'd refuse to join and say, no, you're using it wrong. I'm not doing that. But I think the real power of the Lord's Prayer comes in not just saying those words in the Bible, but actually considering all the words, one sentence at a time, maybe even one word at a time in some cases, and using it to lead us into praying personally, praying what's on our hearts related to each part of the Lord's Prayer. We're in an unusual situation right now in this sermon where we're not even halfway through yet, and yet I'm about to finish in prayer. Because what I'm going to do now, I'm not talking any more information at you. I'm going to lead us in praying through using the Lord's Prayer as a template. And hope that then you'll try using this week. And try using it, whether on your own at home, in your small groups, whenever your next meeting. So the way I'm going to do this, using Matthew 6 in the NIV, starting in verse 9, if you want your Bible open as you go along. But I'm just going to read each time a small portion, maybe a line or two. And after reading each bit, I'm just going to pray for a bit. Just an example of how you can do this. And then I'm going to pause, maybe 60 seconds or so, and give you all the opportunity to pray something. It's up to you whether you want to pray silently or you want to pray out loud. But the microphone will still be recording and may pick up what you say, particularly if you're someone who, say, sits at the front or talks loudly. took you a while, that one, didn't it? There's no one in particular, just a general advice. And I want to leave there. I don't want it to be like where we cut all those pauses out for the podcast, not just because it would make work for someone, but also for someone listening to along to have the same experience of having that pause there. So speak out your prayers if you wish to, but just be aware anything you say could be broadcast on the podcast. So I'm going to read, as I said, from Matthew 6, starting in verse 9. And from the NIV. Our Father in heaven. Just that first word, our Lord, I want to thank you that I'm part of that. It's our Father. I'm not just addressing you as my Father. I'm addressing you as someone who's placed in family here. I want to thank you for this family, this church, these people in this room. I get to do life with. And our Father, I just pray that I get to relate to you as your creator, as my Father. That as I pray now and as we all pray together in this room, you are looking down upon us as this perfect Father with this love beyond what I can even imagine. You're looking at us with just... that we are the desire of your heart right now. And you're just longing for us to speak with you and spend time with you. Okay, guys, your turn. Our Father in heaven. Off you go. Hallowed be your name. Lord, I declare your holiness in this place, on this earth. I just declare that truth about you and who you are, and you are holy. And I praise you now because you just for who you are, Lord, you are worthy of all praise. I declare you are Lord of all the earth. You are Lord of my life. Just want to live for you. I just want to learn from you and your holiness on how to live. And praise you and thank you for all you've done for me. Holy Father, thank you, Lord. I just thank you for who you are, what you've done for me. Okay, guys, your turn. Hallowed be your name. Amen. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, that you've called me to be part of your kingdom, that you invite me into building your kingdom on this earth, bringing heaven to earth. I pray your kingdom would come in me and the way I live, that I would be building the kingdom right here. Help me to live in a way that builds the kingdom. Help me to orientate my life so it is partnering with you in all I do, Lord. Pray your kingdom would come in this church. I pray it'd help us all to live in a way that makes the world sit up and take notice because they see you in our midst, Lord. I pray that we would just change lives because of the way we build your kingdom just makes people say, I want that. Amen. I pray your kingdom through us would come in this community. And in the wider world as well, I pray for the global church right now that your kingdom is being built. Every nation on earth, Lord, right now. And that lives are being changed right now, Lord. And I just pray that would grow more and more, that your spirit would just sweep through the church and sweep through the nations and build your kingdom and change lives today, Lord. Okay, your turn, guys. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
To thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is where you rule, that you are the King, King Jesus, that you are our King, and you're my King. Lord, Lord, I thank you as well that, you know, your kingdom is here and it is yet to come. It's both and it's to be fulfilled, you know, it's coming in greater and greater measure. I thank you that your word teaches us that your kingdom is growing. Your kingdom's growing like like the mustard seed is planted and grows to become a huge tree. I thank you, Lord, that if it's growing, it's not shrinking, obviously. But I just pray, Lord, for our eyes to be opened to your growing kingdom. And we pray for our part in that growing kingdom. And we thank you, Lord, that you are always for the growing kingdom. Your answer to every prayer for the growing kingdom is always amen and yes.
Amen. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, I pray you'd help me learn to trust you and not myself for meeting my needs. And I pray that you would meet my needs, not just for my sake, but so that I can help others that we talked about before, being blessed to be a blessing, Lord. Pray, as I trust you to meet my needs, you'd open my eyes to how I can meet the needs of others, how I can be part of your work in giving out that daily bread to others. I must feel the daily bread I want is the filling of your spirit. Ultimately, Lord, that's what I need more than anything else, more than food, more than anything else, I need your spirit to live, Lord. And I pray right now that you'd fill me, that you'd fill this place with your spirit, that each and every one of us here, you just pour out your spirit right now, Lord. That this wouldn't just be, oh, I'm praying this once now, but that each day I come to you for the daily bread and to be filled with your spirit in you. Just reorientate my focus on what I really need and what the power is that fuels my life. Lord. Okay, guys, you'll go. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts. I stand here preaching to the church knowing I've messed things up this week, as usual. I've messed things up this morning before I've come to stand and preach. But I thank you, Lord, that I am already forgiven because of your work on the cross. It is sufficient for me and for all of us. I just thank you for that, Lord. Help me have a better understanding of your grace, Lord, and what you've done for me. And I pray you just, at this time, open my eyes to the areas of my life you want to touch and want to bring changes in me so I can come closer to your holiness, Lord, and becoming the person you created me to be. Okay, guys, your turn. Forgive us our debts. As we also have forgiven our debtors. Lord, as you just spoke on how your work on the cross is sufficient for me, I just realize I'm not forgiven because of anything I've done or ever could do to earn that forgiveness, but just because of who you are and what you have done. And so I cannot accept that forgiveness without being willing to pass it on to others. And so I pray you'd help me to let go of self-righteous judgment. Help me to see people as you see them. See the love you have for every person, the value that is in every person because they're created in your image, fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. And so help me just to let go of anything that's maybe weighing in my heart that I might be holding against people because I haven't. The forgiveness you've given me, I have no right to do that, Lord. So just help me to let go of anything like that. All right, it's your turn. As we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Lord, there's just so many temptations in this world. And our hearts, they just long for fulfillment. Longing for, things to fill any feelings of emptiness or a search for longing or meaning. And we can so easily search for it in all the wrong places. I pray you'd help me today And I pray for the same for people in this room, that you'd help us to seek and find our fulfillment in you alone, Lord. Because only you alone can truly satisfy the longing of my heart. Anywhere else I search for that satisfaction, it will not quench my soul. It will not fill the yearning I have in my heart that I was created for communion with you, Lord. Hey guys, you go and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Amen. Hopefully you found that useful, and hopefully you'll give that a try this week, whether on your own or with other people, whether it's the Lord's Prayer like that or one of those other prayer templates I mentioned, those different acronyms you could use. You can do it, like I said, by yourself, in your small groups. It'd be great if you tried that together, maybe in your families, and you can make it as short or as long as you like. I tried to keep it reasonably brief on each one, just to keep the sermon down to a reasonable length, and so I could get through the whole thing, but you could take a lot longer over that if you have the time. And I said before, this is not just for people who feel a bit stuck and need a prayer template to help them. Even if you feel your prayer life's really good right now, just trying something different can bring something fresh in your relationship with God. And that's true for all the different types of prayer we're going to look at in the coming weeks. Hopefully we're just going to bring a freshness to all our prayer lives and to the whole church and to our relationships with God as we go through this series and trying these types of prayer together. I'm not going to tack on a closing prayer because we've already done quite a bit of praying, but I don't know how to finish a sermon without closing in prayer, so we're kind of stuck here now. Do we want another song, Mike?
No, we're okay,
we can
leave it there.
Okay, have you got any announcements, anything to say?
We've got the prayer meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So